And 3, 2, 1. Hello, Morgan volunteers. After months of negotiations and wrangling, Congress finally agreed to spending levels for the remainder of 2024. The omnibus funding bill was passed and signed by the president. Tucked into the agreement was a short-term reauthorization of the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief, PEPFAR, the U.S. government's global HIV response. This will be its fourth and most controversial reauthorization. PEPFAR is regarded as one of the most successful global health programs in history, credited with saving millions of lives. But it's been caught up in the broader U.S. political debate over abortion. With the new omnibus bill, PEPFAR has been reauthorized, but only through March 25th of 2025. Staying in the Capitol, the administration released its fiscal year 2025 budget, adhering to the spending caps that it negotiated with Congress last summer. This maintains a flat overall non-defense discretionary spending compared with 2023. The administration requested $64.4 billion in discretionary non-emergency funding, 1% above the 2023 level. This 1% increase is going to impact how the United States can respond to humanitarian, economic, security assistance, and development issues. We are clearly in a difficult and constrained budget environment. It's very disappointing that amongst escalating global crises and converging worldwide threats, America seems to be going backwards when it comes to resourcing civilian national security tools. Let's examine two areas of interest. Humanitarian assistance. With nearly 300 million people worldwide in need of humanitarian assistance this year, the administration's proposal largely holds funding flat for all humanitarian aid programs. And in global health, the administration's fiscal year 2025 request reduces overall funding by 7%. There was congressional action this month on bipartisan legislation to advance USAID's work on locally led development with in-country partners. The Locally Led Development and Humanitarian Response Act, H.R. 7710. Locally led development is the current mantra at USAID, and its advocates believe it will help ensure sustainable impact and boost the return on investment. Staying with USAID, Administrator Samantha Power announced the United States was sending an additional $53 million to Gaza and the West Bank, but that money will go to the World Food Programs and other organizations, not the embattled UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees in the Near East. The U.S. halted funding to that agency after Israel accused a dozen of the agency's workers of complicity in Hamas's October 7th attack. March was International Women's History Month. Globally, more than 1 in 3 working women are employed in the agricultural sector, and it's much higher in low and middle income countries. But for those women, harmful social norms undercut access to education, land, and opportunities, making them very vulnerable to poverty and violence. In many rural areas, violence against women isn't even recognized as abuse, and violence against women in agriculture often goes unreported. We should keep watching this issue, and I look forward to speaking with you next month.